welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Yesterday, we began a message I've entitled Open Doors into a Deeper Spiritual Life. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we just began looking at the first door I'd like to share with you. There's seven doors that we can learn from the Word of God that God offers to us that we can experience more of Him, a deeper walk in the Lord. Are you hungry for that? I don't know about you, but my soul is crying out. I don't want to stay the same. I want to go deeper into the things of God. Years ago, we used to sing that song. I don't know if you remember, deeper, deeper in the things of Jesus, daily let me go, higher, higher in the school of wisdom, more of grace to know. Praise God. And that's my heart's cry in the months and days ahead, that we can be all that God would have us to be. So I wanted to share a couple of scriptures regarding the door of promise, which is the first door. I shared with you what Jesus said in the Gospel of John on yesterday's broadcast, chapter 4, verse 14. He said, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Obviously, he is speaking of not natural water. Remember when this was spoken and recorded in the Bible? It was about the noon hour. It was a hot time of day, and the disciples went to get something to eat, and a Samaritan woman, because she wasn't highly respected, she went at a time when she was not likely to meet anyone, and she met Jesus. And that's when Jesus said that, she said, "Oh Lord, give me ever more of this water." But of course, he was speaking that he was the promised Messiah, that, and she knew that he was coming, and so she became the town's first evangelist. They all came, and he stayed a time with them to teach the gospel. But there's also a passage in Revelation 21 and 6, "I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." Isn't that nice? As much as you can handle, as much as you can drink freely. He's not portioning it out. It is not, you know, a quarter of a cup. If you've ever really been thirsty, then perhaps you might be able to relate and experience what Jesus is talking about. Because when you're really thirsty, you need, and if you're not hydrated. And there are people all, you know, people that travel Death Valley. How do you suppose it got its name? Because they were traveling on their way to California or whatever purpose. And without water, there's a limited time that we can live. In fact, basically after 3 days of a total fast where you're not like Esther did without eating or drinking anything, that's about the maximum that is recommended. And that's if you're in relatively good health. But anyway, the important thing is this is a door of promise. There are promises all the way through God's Word. And I shared the scriptures on water, because if you're hungry and thirsty after more of God, these are perfect scriptures that apply to be brought into contact. Think of that, with the unfailing, eternal fountain of the waters of life, of refreshing, is surely for us a guarantee, isn't it? We will have, according to the words of Jesus, perpetual freshness as well as satisfaction. I'll give unto him. Are you thirsty? Well, Jesus said, "I will give to you of the fountain of the water of life freely." There's a time that we can drink literally of the waters of life or the river of life when we're with the Lord, but now we still can drink spiritually, praise God. I will pour water on him that is athirst. Lord, fill us up. Those old, I like the old songs we used to sing, fill me up, Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Hallelujah. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill it till it overflows. Hallelujah. So there's the wonderful promises through God's word. And then there is the door of prayer. Hebrews 11:6 says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of those who are seeking him. And he will do that. I remember I was uncertain, you know, as I was being drawn by the Holy Spirit. I was saved and filled with the Spirit in a month. This was back in 1973. And the first prayer, I was convicted, I was being drawn, but I said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And that's a prayer he loves to answer. And I'm telling you, within a very short time, as I surrendered my heart and life to him, I no longer had questions. I knew I no longer had to search for truth and answers anywhere. Because as a young girl, I made truth the number one purpose of my life, along with a couple of others. I wanted to know truth. That was my purpose in living. And I got answered and fulfilled that heart's desire when I truly, even though I was raised in a Christian denomination, there wasn't a reality. I wasn't born again. I just went through the religious actions, the things that you were supposed to do as a good Christian in that denomination. So he's a rewarder. And if we would be rewarded by coming to God, we must believe. These scriptures I've shared with you are alone enough to stir faith. Only those who search for God with all their hearts find him. Let me share a scripture with you. Jeremiah 29:13. This is the word of the Lord. The prophet of God is speaking prophetically, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. To find our all in God, beloved, it's the reward of our diligently seeking him. The secret of seeking God is to be honest before him, and even to ask him to give that desire. In fact, let's take a moment. Father, some of us, and your word even warns of that in the book of Revelation, the church of Laodicea, they thought they were rich and increased with goods, but they were lukewarm. They thought they needed nothing, but he says, you don't know that you're poor and naked. And he said, ask of me gold tried in the fire. Ask of me the things that you need, and he will do that. So, Father, we come to you, and we're asking, God, that you will stir within our hearts such a deep desire for you. Lord, we can't manufacture that in ourselves. We can be willing, we can desire, but you alone can give that fervency, that passion of seeking the Lord. And so, Father, I pray for every hungry listener, everyone who's thirsting and hungering after God, who wants a deeper experience in the Lord. Father, I pray you will grant that. You will open up their heart. You will give them revelation. You will speak to them, Lord, and that you will show them the very practical ways for their own lives, the what you would have them to do, how they can implement, how they can help on their part fulfill that desire. We thank you for it, Lord. Amen. And of course, one of those ways God fulfills our desires, you got to spend time with him. How can you become good friends with anyone in the natural unless you spend time with them? So we do that with the Lord in prayer and reading the word and just spending time with him. And then as we go through our day, asking the Lord to lead us. The Holy Spirit is just, he just amazes me. I mean, I can do simple, very mundane things. And all of a sudden, he'll show me some new way that's really quite clever and efficient that I had never thought of. And I know it didn't originate with me. So it can be a very fun experience. I challenge you to ask the Holy Spirit to do that in your life if you're not doing it already. So Jesus said, seek and ye shall find. And that's true not only with salvation, but with a divine supply for the deep needs of our daily lives, not just the natural ones, but the spiritual ones, to be able to have those rivers of life. He said, rivers of living water shall flow out of your belly. That means out of our innermost being. And I know there are seasons of need, but that shouldn't be a perpetual experience. There should be seasons of fruitfulness, of joy, of increase, of abundance, of harvest, right? And there's another wonderful promise found in 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what the word said? That's you, brother, you, sister. He's able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, sometimes, part of the time. No, it says always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Well, let's see, all sufficiency, what does all things mean? Do you suppose that really means all things? I think it does. And then another scripture I'll share with you regarding the door of prayer is Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord God will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Praise God. And so, beloved, there is the door of promise. There's the door of prayer. And as my time is drawing close to an end, tomorrow we'll share the third of seven doors I have for you, the door of faith. And we'll go into that tomorrow. But I thank you for joining me. I know people are busy today, but sometimes, you know, if you want a breakthrough, there's power in agreeing prayer. And there's times when I have been up against the wall. Do I pray? Of course. But I need the power of agreeing prayer. And someone prays with me, there is a breakthrough. And that's what this ministry since 1965 has been raised up to do. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, you might want to include your mailing address so I can respond personally. I alone read and answer the mail. I write the letter that I send you. So I've got scores of testimonies of how people have been blessed over the years. So won't you write? I'd love to hear from you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.